This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Seven of America's fastest-growing states are in the West, including Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Fewer letters are going postal in the U.S., but with internet shopping, package deliveries have gone up from $3.3 billion to $5.2 billion from 2008 to 2015. The result, one of them, is more dog attacks, with an increase from 5,5800 in 2013 to 6,755 in 2016. The DEA has taken the fight to China to stop synthetic opiates like fentanyl from being produced and imported to the U.S., but are finding it a case of whack-a-mole given the weak enforcement in that country. Even without the details, analysts are finding that Trump's tax plan would shift trillions to the wealthiest Americans. Repealing the estate tax, for example, would affect just 5,300 fortunes annually with estates larger than 11 million. On the other hand, it would cost $174.2 billion in lost revenue over a decade, according to the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. In 2016, 75% of the almost 10,000 investor or so-called golden visas went to Chinese citizens. In 2014, anti-European fringe parties from the far right reached a threshold of 10% of the total 751 seats in the European Parliament. Philippine Environmental Secretary has ordered a shutdown of 28 of 41 mining companies accounting for half of the country's nickel production because of pollution of rivers, watersheds, and fields. She has also canceled 75 contracts for new mines. The NFL is violating federal employment law that prohibits pre-testing by forcing draft prospects to take intelligence tests, genetic and other health tests, or lose millions of dollars. The NSA claims that it is stopping its warrantless collection of American emails and text exchange with people overseas because they mention identifying items like email addresses that the agency is spying on, but are neither sent to or sent from or received from the targets. The average undergraduate now leaves college with more than $30,000 in student debt. According to a recent poll, 58% of Los Angeles residents believe another riot like the one in 1992 is likely to occur in the next 5 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.